case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Today is Friday the 13th, which I thought would be an appropriate day to talk about some spooky stories.
Yeah, okay.
Outside looks really spooky right now, actually.
It looks pretty creepy outside at the moment.
I don't really have too many personally to me. I did go to a haunted pub once and a ghost pinched me on the butt. It was and it's on film as well. It's very weird. My boyfriend lived in a haunted house for quite some time.
Right.
He has a lot of stories from that. But I've also found some online that I'll share with you quickly.
Okay.
So this one is called The Plus One. These are all real stories.
Sounds like a date.
Her name's Evelyn. She was 13. She was home alone with a friend who was visiting from out of town. And her friend said, "I have an imaginary friend." And every now and then she would use a Ouija board to speak with it. Nothing good ever comes from a Ouija board.
No.
Let's just put that out there.
No.
So Evelyn said it was fake, but her friend insisted that she prove it. So she took out the Ouija board and asked the entity if it could give us a sign. The board spelled out, "Look at the window." As they looked up, three birds crashed into the window all at once. Do-do-do-do, spooky. And so let's just say her friend was never invited back.
Yeah, get out. Get out.
So, yeah, there's quite a few spooky stories. I think my boyfriend, the ones that he's told me, he came out in the morning that he was the only one in the house all night, and he came out and every kitchen drawer was open.
That's creepy.
They tried to record it because they would hear footsteps in the hallway. They tried to record it, and all of their computer gear just completely fried. So,
wow.
Yeah, lots of things like that. His housemate swears that he was held down by a ghost during the night. And I was like, yeah, cool. Love that. And he's like freaked out whenever you bring it up. His name's Buzz. Whenever you bring it up to Buzz, he's like traumatized by it.
Yeah, I would be too.
So this is a safe space.
Safe space.
533-1031. Spooky stories.
Yeah, please.
I feel like there'd be a lot around Ballarat. I hear a lot of ghost stories.
Well, it's such a historic town.
Yeah, I've heard some from like Her Majesty's Theatre and from
Craig's. We've got someone calling already.
Alrighty, spooky stories. 533-1031 is the number.
Come on, we want to hear some freaky stuff.
Des from Sebastopol, you got a spooky story?
Yes, I do.
Tell us what happened.
Would have been about, my brother's 14 now, so about 8-9 years ago, my little brother was out in front of the house playing, and my granddad, he passed away when I was 14, so that's 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was out in front of the house playing and everything. He'd never met my granddad and never seen any photos of him or anything like that. And he came running into the house saying, Mum, Gary's out the front. Dad, no reason as to know his name. And then Mum walked out the front and no one's there. And anyway, she's gone back in, and because she worked from home, she had security cameras out the front just to keep an eye on him while he played in the playground in the front of the house and everything.
Yeah.
And saw him sitting there talking to someone, and then come back in and goes, Mum, Gary says sorry. And I'm like, who's Gary? What's he look like? And my little brother described my grandpa down to a T, but there was no one there.
Oh, that is super sweet. So your brother had never met your grandfather, didn't know his name or anything?
No. My granddad died about 10 years before he was born.
Wow.
That's spooky.
Wow. Oh. Did your mum show a photo of your granddad and say, is this the man, or did you guys not think of it at the time?
After the fact, yes.
Yeah.
Apparently it was.
Wow.
There you go. Granddad's haunting the house.
Or he's just checking up. He's just walking by.
It was a very individual to look at. You could definitely tell it was him because he described him as a long beard, bald head, and leather coat.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, there you go. Another spooky story from Ballarat. Thanks for the call, Des.
Not a problem.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.